This is The Manager's Moment, and I am your host, Belinda Brummer. In episode 1 of season 1 of this podcast, I spoke with Manushka Schneiders, a program director working in the youth healthcare sector in the Netherlands. This is a short bonus episode of parts of my conversation with Manushka that didn't make it into the main episode, but that I think you might appreciate. So we'll skip the introductions and dive straight into the first of two questions I ask her.
A lot of people who are managers will often feel like they are not in control because they are not in control of the strategy. They really are implementing a leader's vision, and therefore they are not in control of the leader or the vision. And yet here, what you've said is, when I was a manager of people, I felt more in control because it was clearer what I needed to achieve. Whereas as a leader, it's a different accent. It's a little bit more ambiguous because it's about culture. It's less defined. What then about the notion that you're saying I felt more in control as a people manager versus now, and the general feeling that managers might express that says I'm not in control at all, and that doesn't feel comfortable?
But I think there are different things happening at the same time. So my position is a different one. My role is higher up in the organization, more directly connected to, you could say, the people who decide where the organization eventually needs to head, which was different compared to for instance, my former management position, which was far more in the organization. I could think as a manager, there were, of course, people would think about the strategy of the organization. I would go to meetings, I would do my say, and someone would write something down, and that this would be the course of the organization. That is not, in a way, you're not in charge of that part of what the organization is heading to. But if you could accept that, that's part then sometimes of your role, is you are not in a position to actively maybe participate in that or be in a position to direct the organization. But once you could accept that that is where the organization is heading, and you can accept that and see, well, but within that scheme, my team, the things that we do, we participate in this way, and we're going to do it in the best way we can. And also, as a manager of a team, culture is very important, because I believe that leading by example is very important. And I know I am a different kind of manager. My focus is a lot on people. And for instance, the organization where I worked before, for the past couple of years, they had a manager who was mainly focused on what it is that they had to do and the results that they had to book, more technical. He was the kind of person that knew about the processes in detail of what the people in my team were doing. I did it. I'm the kind of person, you're the professional, you know what you do. I am here to facilitate you and get the best results that you can achieve. I think that also defines, I mean, you have different kind of managers with different accents. My accent is about more the people part.
This is one of those horrible job interview type questions where you when you look back on your legacy times to come, what do you eventually want to be known for?
Wow. Yeah. I don't really know. I think one of my big themes in life is that I want to add value. I want to, in a way, make a difference. And I always, always question if I do. I think for me, for what I do and add in the workplace, is never enough. And I don't know exactly where that comes from. but it's the difference is too small, or it's not relevant, or I can't see it, you know, like that. So maybe because that's such a theme for me, if people would look back and then say, we think that you have made a difference. I'm not sure if that's true, because people say that to me and then I still don't believe it. So good question. I'm not sure, because there's a difference between what I bring to the workplace as my qualities or the things that I can see that I'm good at and I can add in the workplace. I can be meaningful. But that's a very different thing, is how other people would remember me looking back, or how I would want people to remember me.
So final question, Linushka. What are you still curious about?
Oh my gosh, many things. There are so many things that I have no idea about. I'm curious about where we will take our world. I'm curious about if I will be able to find more balance in my life. So my battery won't be depleted like it has been for the last couple of years. I'm curious about who Yip will become, my daughter.
That's it, folks. Episode 2 will be released next week. In that episode, I speak with Danielle O'Mara, who up until some point in 2023 was the team manager of a customer success management team in a multinational software company. Follow the manager's moment and listen to her tell of her sad but beautiful moment.